In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your statewide and local news update. Proposition 2 in Juneau's municipal election asks voters to authorize up to $15 million in a new public debt to pay for repairs and improvements to city infrastructure. A group called Yes on 2 Juneau is campaigning for it, and a former mayor is voting no. KTOO's Jeremy Shea explains the measure.
Ballot questions like Proposition 2 come up pretty often in municipal elections. That's because before city officials can take on this type of debt, the city charter requires a majority of voters to approve it. Prop 2 would authorize debt in the form of general obligation bonds. City Finance Director Jeff Rogers explains.
And that's a term of art in the financial market. A general obligation bond specifically is where we agree to use our full taxation power as a municipality to pay that bond back, to pay that loan, no matter what.
In other words, when an investor buys a bond from the city and borough of Juneau, the city gets the investor's cash and promises to repay the investor over time with interest. And the city is obligated to raise taxes if it can't otherwise make those payments. Prop 2's language limits where the money can be spent. Repairing school facilities and roofs, improving and maintaining park infrastructure and recreation facilities, and energy efficiency building maintenance projects. To illustrate the impact this debt would have on individual taxpayers, city officials estimated how much they'd have to spend in annual payments, or debt service, over 25 years. Then they crunched some numbers to see what the burden would be if it were paid back entirely with property taxes. For a $300,000 home, it works out to about $50 a year, though the debt doesn't have to be paid with property taxes. Former Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch is urging voters to vote no on Prop 2, while a small group has organized to campaign for it. Both Kelch and the heads of Yes on 2 Juneau say school roof repairs are necessary. They both also said they like the idea of stimulating the local economy through capital projects, but Kelch had a column in the Empire headlined, "Debt is a four-letter word." He says the city has paid off tens of millions of dollars in debt in recent years. Now, between the city's cash reserves and sales tax revenue,
the money is there. It's just, I don't understand why we need to borrow it. And adding $15 million back is going the wrong way. We really need to continue on that track.
He'd like the city to be more conservative with its debt and taxes to help make Juneau a more affordable place to live. Kelch also takes issue with the bundling of the school roof repairs with the other projects that he considers wants and not needs.
And I don't like being forced into those type of decisions.
Ian Fisk and Paul Kelly are the co-chairs of the group campaigning for Prop 2. Fisk says bonds are a fair and reasonable way to fund important work.
Because they spread the cost out over time so that users of the infrastructure will pay for the work over the expected lifetime of the repairs.
And Fisk says some of the energy efficiency and maintenance projects would save taxpayers money in the long run. He says interest rates are low, so it's a good time to borrow. Kelly is the chairman of the Juneau School Board's Facilities Committee. That, in part, is driving his interest in Prop 2. He says he's seen the list of school maintenance projects get longer and longer each year. Several schools' aging roofs are especially urgent.
And before COVID hit, I toured Riverbend Elementary, and I was looking at buckets hanging from the ceilings, trash cans placed strategically in classrooms or storage rooms to collect rainwater.
Though they're opposed on this issue, Kelch said their differences are only philosophical, which is right in his wheelhouse as a former government teacher at Juneau Douglas High School. He said that he was glad that Fisk, who was a student of his decades ago, wrote a response to his column in The Empire. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
For candidate profiles and more information about Juneau's municipal election, which is underway now through October 6th by mail, go to ktoo.org/elections. Sitka's Urban Native Corporation has a new look and a new outlook following annual board elections in September. Lifelong Sitkan Rob Allen has been named to chair the board, and he's hoping to steer Shiatka Incorporated toward sustainability and profitability. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Rob Allen has been regularly appearing in the news since he was tapped in 2015 to take over management of Sitka Community Hospital, which was edging close to insolvency. He was just starting a cruise charter business at the time, and it was supposed to be a 2-month interim job, but it turned into 4 years as the hospital regrouped, repaired its bottom line, and was ultimately sold as an asset to the Southeast Regional Health Consortium in 2019. Sciatica Inc. never has been as close to the brink as Sitka Community Hospital, but the business has not been thriving.
Things have been kind of tough the past couple of years.
Rob Allen became chairman of the Sciatica board at its shareholder meeting on September 12th. At the same meeting, longtime board member Feline Worrell was unseated by the newly elected Alicia Guthrie. Allen says that Sciatica has been running on revenues from land disposals, which he believes is unsustainable.
We had the land sales that were going on, you know, for the Cube Cove, and some of those proceeds we've had to use to make our dividends and to pay for operations.
Cube Cove is on Admiralty Island. Sciatica selected the land under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, logged it, and sold it back to the federal government for $18 million. The corporation has also been selling off residential property on Allison Charcoal Islands in Sitka. Sciatica's remaining large land holding is at the head of Catlian Bay, where the state is currently building a 7-mile extension of Halibut Point Road. Allen says planning for the Catlian Bay site is going to be drawing the board's attention in the coming months.
That we definitely want to take a longer-term view on those projects so that they're successful and they fit in with the with what we want to accomplish and what shareholders, I think, would like to see up there.
Catlian Bay is a promising site for tourism development, but its road connection and deep waters create other opportunities as well, especially in the realm of so-called 8A contracting. The Small Business Administration runs the 8A program, which connects Native-owned businesses with government contracts. Sciatica operates three 8A subsidiaries, a technical and engineering firm, Sciatica Enterprises, in Orlando, Florida, a ship repair company called American Marine and Technical Services in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a cybersecurity IT firm in Montgomery, Alabama, called Alaska North Star Resources. Allen says this latter firm is Sciatica's largest, with about 45 employees. He also says that the 8A contracts represent the best short-term opportunity to get the corporation back on track.
So that's exciting. Like I said, we've been getting some good contracts, and we have some proposals in that we're watching very carefully. We're expecting that area to continue to grow and hopefully to provide some opportunities for potential shareholder hire.
Allen says that Sciatica's 8A companies could be part of the long-term strategic plan for Catlian Bay. Lastly, Allen says his board is committed to preserving the corporation's endowment funds. Although he's an original shareholder, he's given some of his 100 shares to his daughter to qualify her for scholarships, which Sciatica distributes by the thousands every year. So the corporation is seeing more shareholders who own just a few shares and more shareholders who don't live in Alaska. Looking forward, Allen says it's important to make sure that Sciatica continues to contribute meaningfully to art, culture, and language on behalf of these growing numbers of shareholders. And will he ever get around to launching his charter cruise business? Chairing the Sciatica board is supposed to be a part-time job, as is his contract to manage all the CARES Act funding applications by individuals and businesses to the city of Sitka, about 600 of them so far. Allen is a graduate of Harvard and the Kennedy School of Government, but he was practically born on the water as a member of Sitka's Allen Marine family. For the time being, anyway, his dream of cruising Southeast waters remains tied to the dock.
Well, it just seems like that plan keeps getting pushed.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
An annual market event held for the past 37 years here in Juneau has been canceled because of the coronavirus. The Juneau Empire reported the public market has brought merchants and crowds of shoppers to downtown Juneau since 1983. Market organizer Peter Metcalf announced the event will not happen because of the pandemic and the potential risk to the lives of merchants and customers. Last year's market included 206 vendors from 29 communities in Alaska and the Western U.S. Metcalf says virtual shopping will be available through a website expected to launch by mid-October. In another part of the state, owners of sled dogs in Alaska's Yukon River region have had difficulty feeding the animals since the state halted subsistence fishing because of weak salmon runs. Alaska's Energy Desk reports that the low number of king and chung salmon in state waters compelled the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to stop fishermen from harvesting the main source of sled dog food. Musher Pat Moore says he keeps 20 dogs who need about 4,000 salmon. He and other mushers in the village of Tanana will soon have to make a tough choice about the future of their dogs. I'm Pablo Arauz Peña, and this is KTOO News.